Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 665, Conceptualizing Infinite, recorded live on January 17th, 2019. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back for another community-filled episode with the first community update of 2019. Got some really cool stuff to look at. And Snickerdoodle, who is the latest addition to the 343 community team, posted it today for her first post, so we'll get to that in a little bit. For those that are watching the live stream, we have made some improvements thanks to a YouTube video that I happened to find about an hour and a half before the show. We are now utilizing Skype video, which apparently the desktop version of Skype now supports NDI as a beta feature. So we can get video without having to do our crazy RTMP stream Nginx server messed up setup.
In other words, you're seeing us in almost real time.
Yeah.
Instead of not really real time.
And manually setting delays on cameras and sources and that kind of stuff.
It's working very well.
Yes. For those that don't normally watch us during the live streams, it is quite an ordeal.
Yeah, it's 15 minutes worth of setup, minimum.
And now it is next to none. So we can go and start off, and we're actually thinking about, for the live stream part, making it almost like the podcast recording itself. But that is to be discussed at a later time. Yes, Pins is mentioning all the hijinks and headaches and troubleshooting that we would do just about every time we started a stream.
Just about.
It was not fun. We'll just put it that way. And now it's in the past, which I am so thankful for.
So long as they decide to keep the feature.
I certainly hope so, because this is very useful right now.
You know, because it's very rare that Microsoft does things that are beneficial to everybody.
Gotta give them a little bit of credit.
I just did.
A very, very small amount of credit.
A tiny little bit.
Tiny little sliver of credit. Tiny. Anywho. So yeah, come on by the live stream if you get a chance. We live stream our podcast every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We would love to have you here and be a part of the discussions that take place on the stream. Speaking of streams, we have some streams to go over that we had over the past week. Starting off with GT's Fragment Friday, which I unfortunately missed. We were preparing for the latest addition to our family, which we will get to in a minute. But GT, give us a little bit of a rundown on Fragment Friday for this past week.
A lot of Warzone. We pretty much jumped Double into XP. Warzone and stayed there all night.
Double XP stuff, or just people that's what they wanted to play?
That's just what they wanted to play. We started off with a pretty much full lobby. We were small enough that we could still do big team, but everybody wanted to do Warzone. And by, you know, not too long into the night, we were too big for big team, so we just stayed in Warzone.
There you go. Cool.
It was a lot of fun. We won most of our games. There were two players fighting for top kills pretty much the whole night. I was not one of them.
Okay. Fair enough.
But all in all, it was a lot of fun. I hope everybody gets a chance to come by and join in.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Speaking of which, next game will be on MCC for tomorrow. And there is the
new... out that new modern aiming.
Yep. You got
Haven't had a chance to do that yet.
I think everyone who has a chance to try it will be very happy and very impressed with it. Makes some of the older Halos fun to play again.
Well, it makes them less frustrating to play. They were always fun.
Sure. Yes. Yes, very true. And there is the new Super Duper Fiesta playlist. Granted, that's only up to, I believe, 8 players. But you have that possibly, depending on party size.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see how that goes.
Yep. I don't know if I'll be there tomorrow. I'll try to be, but I don't think I have any guarantees this week on being there. But we'll see. We shall see.
Well, if you get to join in, you get to join in. If not, we'll just have to wait until next week.
Yep. For my achievement stream on Sunday, did not get any achievements, but thanks to Bobby, I've been working more towards Goat Roped, which is doing Halo CE in under 3 hours on Legendary. Bobby and I did finish the Legendary playlist, and our runtime was 4 hours, 7 minutes, and 58 seconds. So I basically have 1 hour and 8 minutes that I have to cut for that achievement.
Start getting them shortcuts!
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be several videos I'm going to be watching over the next few weeks.
Try to get that cut down, huh?
Yeah. There's some shortcuts I know that exist. It's just they're hard to pull off. And some of the I think there's some shortcuts, like for the bridge piece parts, where you can jump the bridge. I just don't know if that kills the spawning and the scripting. So I need to watch some videos like Halo Completionist or Naked Eli's videos and see what some more optimized paths are. I don't think we're going to get any faster on Pillar of Autumn because we ran that one in 8 minutes and 37 seconds.
That's moving right along.
I think that's the one mission that I don't have to go back and do. So yeah, between Halo Completion and Eli, those are kind of the videos I'm going to rely on the most. If need be, go over to Mythic Tyrant and see if he has anything because of his Mythic and Lazo guides. Maybe get some keyed in stuff from there. So that is the next step on that. Following that, I will probably be working on Halo 2, and then Bobby and I will probably start going into Halo Wars. So if people want to jump on in and work with us to get some of the Halo Wars stuff, then we'd be more than happy to kind of take you on and get some of the achievements with us. There's a lot of the matchmaking stuff and campaign stuff. So it'll be good to have other people playing. And I think, is campaign just 2 players or 3 players on?
2 players.
2 players, okay. I might intersperse that with other people if other people are interested in helping me out. And the multiplayer stuff, I think we can have more people on that one. So we might do more people for those. But try and get the Halo Wars stuff done before they possibly turn off Xbox 360 services, although I don't see that happening for a while. But have that, the Halo 3 FFA achievements, and the mobile games, the Spartan Strike, Spartan Assault, stuff that needs to be completed as well. So probably reprioritize over to those and just kind of get those legacy live titles completed.
Probably a good plan.
On Tuesday, I did stream with the wife, and we got through the first mission of Cairo Station. And she actually did really well navigating until I made a comment that she was navigating really well, and I jinxed her at the very end.
I noticed that.
Yeah. The part with the mat gun lever on the outside, she fell off of it, and then she couldn't figure out how to get back up. And then eventually, after about 20 minutes, she fell off and respawned back up top and didn't fall off again.
Yeah, I wondered how she got over there.
Yeah. She was trying to kill the jetpack elites and just was not getting them and got flustered and ended up jumping off, especially in the low gravity.
Yeah, I happened to look away from the screen, and I looked back, and I'm like, how'd she get over there?
Yeah. But she did it. Got through very well. I did not have to give her any pointers at all, except for the one time that I jinxed her. And she just went through. So she's got it. I think she's got the pace down. It'll be interesting when we actually get onto Halo and how she deals with kind of a little bit more of an open world. But thinking about it, it feels like Halo 2 is a lot more of a rail shooter than Halo CE was.
Yeah, navigating Halo in Halo 2 is not as difficult as it was in Halo CE. They do a pretty good job of pointing you in the right direction. And, you know, there's always the old adage, just follow the red dots.
Well, and that's what she said after we were done streaming, is she remembered that tip of, if you see enemies, that's likely the direction you need to go in. And that's what she did, and she breezed right on through until that last. So she would have been done with the mission in 40 minutes flat until I said something, and then it became 65 minutes.
Yeah. The only place that really doesn't work is if you're trying to do the short run through keys.
The short run? What's the short run?
You take the shortcuts in keys, the level keys, or no, wait a minute.
I'm not aware of some of the shortcuts in keys.
The one where they introduced the flood.
Oh, Guilty Spark.
Guilty Spark. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Because if you follow the red dots, they take you the long way.
Yes. Yeah, that was interesting. We did go to the wrong elevator. And then she thought it was broken. I'm like, no, the elevator was broken. It came crashing down. You just weren't looking at it. So yeah, we did that on Tuesday. So we have finally started Halo 2 for her. And we have 14 missions to go.
Woohoo!
And then, did you want to touch on your upcoming stream, or did you want to save that towards the end?
Well, I can do both. This Sunday, approximately 3 p.m. Eastern Time, I am going to attempt a live recording of Halo 2, Achieving Halo, on the mission Metropolis. If anybody is interested in joining in, we will be doing a bunch of skulls, or a bunch of achievements. Let's see here. We're going for, you know, of course, the completion achievement, Metropolis, Examiner, the Catch Skull, EEE, Goal, the Commuter, Like Peanut Butter and Chocolate, Brover Shield, Brohammer, and Standard Operating Brochure, which those last three are cross game, but this is a good level to get those three on, because for one, on with Like Peanut Butter and Chocolate, that's a co-op skull. That's where one person gets over shield, the other person has no shields and infinite ammo, which ought to be interesting with some of the patch notes that they released with MCC. They fixed the bandana skull to where it will now give infinite ammo to energy-based weapons, paint covenant weapons. So I'd like to see if that also fixed that for this particular skull, because when I did my last run through, if you picked up energy-based weapons, and they would run out. But if you picked up human weapons, like the rocket launcher or sniper rifle, you basically had a bottomless clip as well. So,
yay!
Which makes it handy on with dealing with tanks, seeing that the tanks at in the middle of that level, to kill one tank takes 6 rockets.
On legendary, yeah, it's a pain.
Yeah, so
big pain.
That was cool. A lot of fun. I did figure out something on that. People that watched the previous stream noticed that in that area I was having much difficulty. And I figured out that if you kill one Wraith, the two Ghosts, and you damage the other two Wraiths, eventually the Pelican will come in and continue the level for you. and then the other two wraiths will just despawn.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, you have to damage the other two wraiths enough to get the pelican to come in. So you don't actually have to destroy them. I thought that was quite interesting. I'd never come across that before because I've always managed to destroy the wraiths before the pelican comes in.
Right. That's interesting. So they just despawn. It's not like the pelican destroys them the rest of the way.
Honestly, I went up there and there was no debris. So I'm assuming they despawned. You know, everything else I killed, the debris was there. But
okay.
Those two wraiths were just gone. Because I'm sneaking around the corner trying to figure out where the hell the wraiths went.
It's like, am I going to get run over? Didn't
blow up because I was watching.
You're right. Well, there you go. Interesting things you find out when trying to do a all-out run on achievements.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you rattled off, what, 9 or 10 achievements?
Yeah, I believe it was 8.
Okay. Very nice.
The commuter one won't be one that somebody that helps me get, because I need them to operate the tank for the first part of the mission, because I am not walking across the bridge with ghosts and wraiths shooting at me. That just not happening. Especially when I can't shoot back.
That's not preferred, not favorable.
No. You know, I can't jack any vehicles, so it makes it very difficult. But I did find out that even in the tank or in a vehicle, even if you're the one with the overshield, you can still shoot the vehicle's weapons.
Yes, you're telling me about that.
My last one.
Yeah, you're telling me about that.
That Master Blaster skull is a really interesting skull.
I wonder if it's one of those things that it was kind of intended to be that way, or just something that they overlooked trying to add that one in there.
Well, the part where you can operate energy-based weapons like the plasma pistol and the vehicles are probably an oversight, or it just doesn't work the way they intended it. But I tell you what, if each of you can pick up a sniper rifle and a rocket launcher, you can tear through any level on Legendary.
Nice.
Because once I got things figured out on how to work it, oh my lord, that's a deadly combo. Because on the way in, you can pick up, there are two rocket launchers and a sniper rifle on the way in, and then you get to Jacker Sniper Central, you can pick up another sniper rifle. So each player can have a rocket launcher and a sniper rifle. And it's bottomless clip, so you don't have to reload.
Were you saying there was a glitch where the overshield guy could end up firing the...
Yeah, the overshield guy can fire a plasma pistol.
Oh, so it's just a plasma pistol. Okay. Because it's the charge up, right?
Actually, they fire it normally, too. Like I said, and there's some glitchy stuff with it. But
it sounds like it.
Well, the way the Master Blaster skull works is after so much time or so many kills, the roles reverse.
Right.
So the person that has the infinite ammo, they kill so many enemies, and then the roles reverse to the other player. And then, you go for so long and... You know, it switches back and forth. It's not locked into the whole level. And, of course, deaths play a part in that, too.
It's like, okay, time to swap roles.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Very nice.
But it makes things really interesting.
It sounds like it. All right. So that's the streams for this week. We have a couple of Waypoint articles to go over. First one is the MCC January update. Has finally hit MCC.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect timing with us doing MCC for the Frack and Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
So thanks to everyone's valiant effort in playing the flooded playlist, we eradicated the infection on MCC.
Yay!
Good job, everyone. We got some stats that was posted by Sketch. We had 18,042 players actually play in the flooded playlist, of those, I'm kind of making an assumption here. I'm guessing the assumption is correct, but of those, it looks like 9,669 actually made it completely through the playlist. So played through all 7 missions in the playlist. Over 4 years and 4 months of game time was logged in the playlist, and 2,520 playthroughs were co-op.
That's a lot of people.
And at least 183 players played through the playlist more than once. So way to go, everybody. That's pretty impressive. As part of participating in the flooded playlist, 343 has started rolling out the Ugly Sweater nameplate. For those that have helped out here, and then back in December, they're also doing that to anyone who played the MCC Insider build, doing 12 matchmake games. They're also looking to do that again for this month. So anyone who plays at least 12 matches through the rest of this month will earn the nameplate early February. So if you want that Ugly Sweater nameplate, hop on into MCC, get 12 matches done, and in late February, you will get your Ugly Sweater nameplate to don next year. In this update, we have modern aiming. Oops. This has been an exciting new feature that the insiders have gotten to test, and being one of them, I can say that it's really nice. It's very nice. What modern aiming does is takes the Halo 2 Anniversary and Halo 4 aiming profile, I guess, and maps it into Halo CE, Halo 2, and Halo 3. So the way that you look around will be uniform across all, I guess, technically 6 titles. Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, and Halo 4. You can change this back. By default, with the update, everything has been changed over to the modern control system for the aiming. You can go into your controller settings and change it back to classic per game or across the board, whatever. But I would say definitely give modern aiming a try, especially if you've played Halo 5 a lot, because it matches up a lot more closely to what people are experiencing in Halo 5 right now.
Yeah, from what I've seen, it makes your movement a lot smoother, less erratic. You know, with the classic aiming, the acceleration curves are different. They're much closer to the center of the stick, so it's a lot easier to hit those acceleration zones, which makes your aim, it can make your aim very unsteady. Because, you know, your movement will just randomly accelerate as you bump into that acceleration zone. That from what I've seen, it looks like it's going to make, you know, it much more consistent across the games.
And there is a video that's been making the rounds on Twitter and social media, which we'll go ahead and post in all the chats that we have going up for Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. We have in this video, the person doing it goes through him trying to aim at moving targets or along certain lines, and you can see that with the modern aiming, he has a lot more control over the aiming mechanisms than how it was in Halo CE, Halo 2, and Halo 3, which I think that just proves the point right there that modern aiming is better. So take it. It's called Halo MCC Classic Aiming versus Modern Aiming Comparison Video. It is done by Y, I think. Yeah, Y is the channel. WHY. So it's been making the rounds. I think Postums also tweeted it out at some point. It may have made it into the update video. Yes. No, it didn't. But it got tweeted out by some of the 343 folks. So take a look at it. Kind of gives you a pretty good example of what modern aiming is doing to help make the aiming a lot more current and useful. Next we have is Halo CE Skulls. So there are 8 new skulls with this update. There is Anger, which is enemies and allies fire their weapons faster and more frequently. Bandana, they fixed the bug with the skull, so now energy-based weapons have infinite ammo as well. Catch, enemies throw and drop more grenades. Ghost, AI characters will not flinch from attacks, melee or otherwise.
Ooh,
that was going to suck. Sputnik, the mass of objects is decreased, making them more easily displaced. That's just wrong. Strengthens the hearing of both allies and enemies. They will now notice the slightest sound of reloading or drawing a weapon, footsteps, etc. AI also have increased accuracy. Gosh, you really want to increase Mythic. There you go. Or Lazo. Thunderstorm. Field promotions to the ranks of all AI characters so they are more difficult to fight, smarter, and more dangerous. And tough luck. Enemies always go berserk, always dive out of the way, and never flee.
Didn't they say they were going to get blind in there too? Or did they add blind last time?
I don't remember. I know they were working on it. Maybe they added it.
Well, let me look.
Yeah. While you look, I'm going to go ahead and march on. Next thing we have is playlist updates, some of which we've mentioned a little bit already. So Team Action Sack, for right now, just temporary, has been replaced with the Super Duper Fiesta playlist, which includes a mix of Fiesta variants on Halo 2 Classic, Halo 3, Halo 4, and Halo 2 Anniversary. So the Team Action Sack preset in the Social Games Match Composer has been replaced with Super Duper Fiesta, and it's basically Halo 2 Classic, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, and Halo 4 with the Action Sack option included as far as the icons go. So use that preset. Check out Super Duper Fiesta. Team Action Sack will be back. They're just working on a little bit of a refresh, so Super Duper Fiesta will probably be here for at least 2 weeks, and then they might switch it back.
Oh, and it's all snowy in the MCC.
Yeah, so the same background that we have on our live stream right now is the same animated background that they have on the MCC dashboard. It's pretty. It's really pretty.
Yes, blind is in there.
Okay, so they must have added it in one of the previous updates.
Yeah, I think they added it in the last one.
Okay. Very nice. A couple other small playlist updates. They added Super Duper Fiesta entry. The 8v8 stuff in Halo 3 and Halo 4. They moved BTB Heavy's series from Action Sack to Slayer at low waiting. And then for 8v8 Halo 4, they moved Dominion entries from Action Sack to King of the Hill. So they're shuffling around a couple of game modes into different game categories. For the competitive playlist, they have taken out Halo 3 Hardcore Team Doubles for now, since the tournaments that relied on that playlist are now complete, and engagement in that playlist has slowed down, and not many people are searching in it. So they've removed that one for now. Bug fixes!
Yay! They squashed more bugs!
Yeah, thankfully this set of bug fixes is not lengthy. Because we've gone through some updates that have been very, very long. Very long. So, global changes. We cleansed the flood infection from the main menu.
Yay!
Added error handling to prevent users from joining each other from different versions of the game.
Helpful.
Yep. Especially if you're trying to do LAN. So that's good. Fixed an issue where players could not enter gameplay using custom map or game variants in offline LAN. That's kind of important. Can't really do LAN if you can't actually get into gameplay. Fixed an issue where menu music volume slider changes were not respected while in a squad. Fixed some navigation inconsistencies in the main menu. And fixed an issue where the descriptions for some campaign killstreak medals were inaccurate in the medal chest. For For Halo CE, they fixed an issue that resulted in inconsistent hit detection against players with poor connections, and fixed an issue where the bandana skull did not grant infinite ammo to energy weapons in campaign. They also made that bandana skull change in Halo 2. For Halo 3, they fixed an issue where the shade turret was not appropriately displayed as the tool of destruction in the PGCR. In ODST, they improved messaging around which playlists support co-op play. And then for Forge and Films, they fixed an issue where incorrect file sizes were being displayed for films. Fixed an issue where the character limit for map variant names was displayed inaccurately for Halo 3. And fixed an issue where players were forced to re-enter a map variant's name after inputting an invalid description.
Those are good fixes.
Yeah. Minor, kind of like inconvenient fixes, but good fixes nonetheless.
Well, it looks like they do have some known issues that they're going to be working on as well.
Some of which we do know.
Please be patient.
As Superintendent would say, pardon our dust.
Yes. The campaign checkpoint loss in Halo Combat Evolved and Halo 3, they are working on it.
Yeah, they did warn us of that before the update came out, saying that any checkpoint saves for those games would be erased with the update. Now, they work now, so if you have the...
Now, if you go and you're mid-mission in Combat Evolved or Halo 3, it will save progress.
Right. It's just between the update and this, or the previous version and this version, it would be corrupted.
Yeah, it wiped it all out. Looks like Spartan Ops mission completion badges missing. They have found the bug in the update that caused this problem. And the stats are still being tracked and are awarded, but they're just aren't visible. So something they're working on. In this build, certain career stacks may not appear temporarily, or may appear temporarily blank or not populated without first navigating to another stats page. So it sounds like it's just not loading the information in the display. It's still there, it's just not loading it.
Right.
And then let's see here. Oh, campaign playlist progress achievements. They are investigating achievement-related queries. Players have been discussing in MCC forums and have found an issue that presented with this update. Currently, ODST, Halo 4, and Halo 2 campaign will not grant the achievements correctly when the playlist is started in a previous build. That sucks. A player takes a new update and then completes the campaign on the updated build. They are currently investigating that.
So every campaign was affected in some way or form.
Yeah.
So Halo CE and Halo 3 from the checkpoint issues, and then for the campaign playlist progression, the other three, ODST, Halo 4, and Halo 2.
Love that.
Great. So, and then Spartan Ops, so that's kind of the other campaign-esque type thing. So we're doing great for campaign in this update.
Well, all I can say is they've made huge improvements in the game, and they still continue to make improvements. So this little stuff I'm not so worried about. I mean, loss of campaign progress is not something that really bugs me. I mean, it's irritating, but it's not something that I'm going to show up at 343 with a shotgun on my back.
Deto on the YouTube chat says, "How else do they want you? How else are they going to make you want to play Halo more?"
Delete all your checkpoints.
There you go. I gotta do this again. Ah. So. A lot of bugs to be fixed still. They know about the issues. They're tracking it. So hopefully by the next update, they'll be addressed. For the scoop from Sean Scoops Cooper, We don't have much as far as something that is readily available as far as like new detail. He does talk about the skulls that were added to Halo CE. And he added a video near the end of his little blurb that kind of shows possibly some skull effects in multiplayer. Possibly.
Yeah. They could be checking those in a multiplayer match to verify they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Some speculation, but it's kind of interesting, to say the least. So we have that. And then looking ahead, some of the high priority things that they're working on. IP masking, kind of going back to the pros, getting DDoSed while they're playing and streaming and all that stuff. So that's still something that they're working on. Custom game browser, that's pretty evident there. And then updates to the PGCR. And that pretty much wraps it up for the January update. So thanks, Sketch. So everyone go in, hop in MCC. We'll be playing it tomorrow if you have a chance to join us. And check out some of the new stuff that's in there. I'm curious to... I'm guessing they're not changing it, but I'm curious to know whether or not they've changed the Lazo playlist to include some of these skulls. I'm guessing not, but it'd be... I'm curious to know if they did.
I'm kind of hoping not.
I'm hoping not either. But we'll see. All right. Next thing we have is the latest community spotlight. And I decided not to go through the trouble of going through my Xbox tonight. So if you have a chance, check out the spotlight on Waypoint. There is a lot of really cool things on there for this week. We have lots of artwork to cover for this week. Snickerdoodle is also, who's the newest member on the community team, pulled a lot of the stuff from the forums for this week. She'll be going through some more social stuff for the following weeks. These are all still shared over Instagram, Twitter, different art areas, and that kind of stuff. But these first few renders and screenshots, every one of them is great in this update. The first one you have is from Ezel VFX, which he's right up there with Pixel Flare and Bailey and all those SFM Blender render folks. So fantastic work there. There is one of someone kind of doing a painting environment of Halo, which looks really well done. Like I could see that being on a canvas and having that on my wall. Next one is I think some kind of painting type of thing. That's supposed to be a snapshot of the Cradle of Life Preserve. So that looks really cool. And the next one is a crossover between Battlefield and Halo. So the Commander Palmer armor set. Armor set, and it has a pillow in the background, but it has the same lighting effects as it does for Battlefield 5. And then there's a couple screenshots here. And then we get into some physical artwork. So some tattoo designs, which look really awesome. I don't know if I'd ever get a tattoo, but a lot of those look really, really good.
Wouldn't mind having it hanging on my wall, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Or having that some kind of vinyl sticker, something like that. Next one is a really cute piece of artwork. It's captioned, "I Catch a Cold," and it is a little girl putting a scarf around an elite. It looks really cute. I like the next one here.
I've asked myself this question many times.
So this one is a picture of a big blue cloud with grunts flying away from it with red X's on their eyes, and Master Chief running away saying, "Why did I turn on boom?" Sound familiar?
Believe me, I've asked myself that question several times.
A couple things down is a commission, some pencil and pen art of all things, of the Arbiter from Halo 5, which is stunning.
Oh, yes.
The commission piece. just dang.
People have a lot of talent.
It's just crazy. Another render from RT3 Films. These renders, they look great.
This next one is the best use of Photoshop cropping I can ever come up with.
So, for anyone who is friends with Jeff on Facebook, and I'm not going to assume a lot of people are, but he posted 90 different pictures on Facebook this past week that included just memories of his time being at 343. And no, he's not leaving or anything. He was posting memory lane type stuff. And probably 15-20% of the posts were Photoshops of him. And I think 5 of them were of one of him during the live stream, like doing the finger up and then like doing the go thing. And I think one of them was like the Halo exploding or something else. So Jeff is very memeable. And this meme is him in the Prophet of Truth chair in the what's the phrase? Something of the Arbiter? The Mausoleum of the Arbiter?
Yeah, is that
the right term?
Yeah.
Mausoleum of the Arbiter.
That's not what they call it, but it's where they keep all the previous Arbiters.
Right.
You see it in the cutscene in Halo 2.
So it's just perfect. Just great.
Yeah, that's pretty much my favorite of the whole update.
Mm-hmm. We got some more pencil drawings. Pencil and pen drawings, mostly like pencil shade drawings, which again are just incredible. Let's see. We have the Sky Jockey Halo 5 Holiday Fiesta montage, which is pretty good. Definitely recommend checking that out. It's not like super amazing, but it's definitely a solid watch. Then there's a mashup of Halo and Avengers Endgame, which is pretty funny to watch. I haven't watched the second one. There's two different ones. There's one that's Halo Endgame, which I think kind of mixes a lot of different Halos, and then there's a Halo 2 Anniversary one, which just focuses mostly on Halo 2.
These guys do good job. Do good work on a lot of these videos.
I've thought about possibly trying to do one. Again, I don't have the time to do it, so I probably won't do it, but for those that know of the League of Legends music video that came out not too long ago after the League of Legends World Championships, and I don't expect you to know this, but it's by KDA Popstars. Thought about trying to take some of the cutscene and other promo video type stuff and mashing it into that. I think it would be really cool, but I just don't have the time to do that. So if someone has the time to do that and wants to run with that idea, go for it, because I think it would be a really cool mashup. Laird said the Prophet's Sanctum.
Yes.
For the Arbiter stuff. Thank you, Laird.
Yes, thank you very much.
There is a video someone did, like a map montage of some content that was submitted to 4Job back in 2018. Then there's the Dawn Under Heaven trailer, which we talked about last week. And I checked their Facebook page again. They said that it should be premiered at the end of this month. So I'm guessing that means that the fan film is going to actually be released at the end of this month. That's kind of my understanding. Laird, if you have more info on that, or Kevin, feel free to correct me. But just based on what I read on their Facebook page, it sounds like that we will see this fan film out within the next 2 weeks, which will be really cool. Someone made a Master Chief helmet cake, which sounds really fun.
Wonder if it's as tasty as the last one.
What do you mean?
From the cooking show, or whatever the cake competition.
Right. Yeah, the one from a couple years ago. Yeah, I don't know if that's fondant on the format. It looks like it kind of is, so I'm guessing it would probably be similar. That's just a guess. And then someone was making cookie with the cookie cutters.
I learned something new today. There are Halo cookie cutters.
I think they came in the loot crates.
I did not know that there were Halo cookie cutters.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Now you know. And someone did pretty much a wedding layer cake. And they have, looks like Halo 3 and Halo CE stuff on there as far as, oh, and Halo 2. It looks like they have the Halo 2 Chief SMG. They have the original Halo symbol with the Warthog. And then they have some of the Halo 3 medals on there as well. So lots of different Halo references there, which is really cool.
And of course, you have Cortana and Chief on top.
Yep. And you have an Xbox with a Halo controller in the front. And then in the back, you have what kind of looks like a green screen shot. It kind of looks like high ground. I can't quite tell. It looks like one of them is in a Spartan suit in the picture. Something like that. And then we have some Twitter posts. So screenshots, video clips,
tattoos,
doodles, tattoos. I'm kind of curious how they got the one with the needles on it. You have two needles that are almost perfectly positioned in the head, and then there's one out of the chest and one out of the arm.
Yeah, that's just probably random luck.
Or took time.
Probably took a lot of time.
To actually get it to that point.
Because you would have to fire those relatively quickly to get them all to be available or all still to be there before the Spartan before they explode.
I wonder how he got them into that position too. I guess that's a weapon swap animation.
Yeah, it looks kind of like that.
Then the tattoo is a Swords of St. Helios tattoo, which is really cool. Any other ones that stand out? So the last one is Pop Stars KDA, kind of what I was talking about earlier. So a nice little homage there. And then the last piece on this one, since Snickerdoodle is now on the community team, it's called Doodles Snickers. It's just a Snickers bar. So, yeah. That is the first community spotlight of 2019 and Sam's first blog post on Halo. So for those who don't know Sam, she's been a part of the community for quite some time now. I want to say probably, as far as supporting Waypoint specifically, like being a Waypoint moderator and all that stuff, at least, I want to say 8-9 years. I want to say 2010 or 2011. Before that, she got her involvement with, if I want to say like a major community, I think Griff Ball Hub. I'm not sure where she was before that too much. If she was on HBO or some other kind of gaming group like PMS or something like that. But I first was introduced to her through Griff Ball Hub, and then I know she kind of picked up doing some of the moderator stuff for the forums and other things back in 2010, 2011. So she's been involved with Halo to some degree for a while, whether it's been through community support or actually working for the studio. And I think she's worked there before during Halo 4's launch. And then she went over to the Xbox game side of things. And now she's back in with the studio, officially on the community team.
Cool. Glad to have her in.
And I think after Bravo left, I think Sketch is still community manager, but I think Uni kind of fit into Bravo's role a little bit, and then Sam is kind of coming in under Unishek in a way. Not to say that she's working for Unishek like he's her boss or anything, but just kind of filling out some of those roles. That's kind of what I'm guessing. So, congratulations, Snickerdoodle. It is a big opportunity, and I think it is going to be quite a good ride with you behind the community wheel. She's always been a big proponent of making sure the community is clean and friendly and welcoming to everybody, and I think she is going to help accomplish that goal and keep things up to par there.
Definitely.
Some other hiring news, so to speak, for 343, but I did not put in the show notes, so sorry about that. But Clutch, or Wes Price, who you may have seen cast some HCS events, including the latest, well, not, I don't know if he was at UGC, but he was definitely at the finals. Wes Clutch Price has been hired on as the pro team lead at 343 for Infinite. So he's going to be providing competitive input into the multiplayer aspects of Halo Infinite. So similar to how Ghost Ayami and a few of those other pro team members were providing input into Halo 5, they're redoing the same thing, having a pro team to test and provide input on map design and fundamentals for the mechanics of the game. And Wes is going to be leading that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's going to be... I know not everyone likes Halo 5, but to me, Halo 5's multiplayer has been the best since Halo 2. And it's a lot of fun. It feels great to get back into it time and time again. And if they kind of keep going where they're going with and what they're showing off with Infinite, it seems like it can only get better from here.
I'll be happy to start seeing gameplay so I can see what they're doing.
Yeah, it might. Probably won't be until near E3 time frame.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're still way off. So things are, they're looking to be going in a good direction, and I just hope it pays off.
Yep, I agree. That will cut it for the news from the Waypoint update. We do have a couple of tweets to go over. Collateral Damage in hardback form is now available. So if you head on over to aka.ms/collateraldamagehc, it'll take you to the Dark Horse Comics website where you can find where to purchase it. On Amazon, it's still listed as 1052, but it is not releasing until February 5th. I don't know if that date's going to change because now it's out on the street, but normal MSRP for the collection is $14.99, so you're getting roughly 30% savings on Amazon for the hardback. And then the digital version is still $8.99 on Amazon as well. And then an update on the UGC Halo 3 Classic. No surprise, Tox wins the first place championship title for UGC. Second place runner-up being Denial Esports. Which I was not expecting Denial to be in the top two. Unfortunately, the stream experience was not too great, and I only had the chance to watch on Friday. But there were audio issues, there were video issues. I listened to the HCS Pro Talk podcast today, and they said there were delay issues and times where it's kind of like a flashback to before MLG last year, and the fact that you had 30 minutes between gameplay, unfortunately.
That could be a real downer.
It sounded like the experience at the venue itself was fantastic. The setup was great. The way that they had everything laid out was really well done. Just the stream presentation was... seemed kind of like a last minute afterthought. It's like, hey, we can throw a stream together, but they didn't really think through all the things they needed to work through. That's what it felt like. A couple other things from a product perspective. I don't know why I kept that one in there, so maybe never mind. No other product ones. Today is one of the 117 days, so being January 17th, Xbox tweeted out a tweet. Obviously, the other Master Chief Day could be November 7th as well. They also said April 27th, being the 117th day of the year, could also count. But either day, either way, either day, Xbox put out a tweet saying, basically, Happy Master Chief Day, which is kind of cool. There wasn't anything that got tweeted out as far as like this day in Halo, so I decided to throw that in there. For playlist updates, we already talked about some of the MCC updates. A couple quick things on the Halo 5 side. Double XP is no longer available. I got through 20% of rank 146 during double XP. And I have about 1.6 million XP to go for this rank.
Yeah, I moved, but it almost didn't seem to make a difference.
I was planning to stream last night for a few hours, like 4 hours or so, just trying to grind through as much as I could, because I still have legendary XP boosts and mission victories and kill boosts for Warzone, and I had enough to fill at least 6 hours if I tried. But unfortunately, I had to work last night, so as soon as I got home, I worked 6.5 more hours for a brief that had to go up to my boss's boss, which will eventually go up to the director of my agency. So that's fun.
Fun.
Yeah. We have a long ways to go to get to 152.
It is a grind.
It is. All right, we have... Oh, yeah. So Kevin makes a good point in the chat with how some countries use the day, month, year. So you could have July 11th be a 117 day as well. So there's a fourth one that they didn't even consider.
Every day is a Master Chief Day.
That was basically the point of the tweet. So we go on to our topic of the week, which we didn't get as many responses, which... I'm not totally surprised. This one was kind of a little bit of a curveball out there. I didn't think to see if people responded to Unicheck on Twitter or anything else. I don't think people responded if they did. But we did get a few responses, so we asked last week if you could have one Halo art piece in full quality, whether it's a poster, a cover, a concept art, screenshot, etc., what it would be. We did get a few Twitter responses. We got two Twitter responses and then one Facebook response. So, Dre Muir, I'm guessing I said that right, on Twitter, he said, any art piece from Reach?
Well, it does narrow it down.
It narrows it down, but it's still not like a singular piece. But, I mean, it's kind of in the range there. And since it's related, I'm going to go over to the Facebook stuff. And Matt Vandy Zandy, he said, anything from Reach, really. I'm not picky on that front. So that's two for Reach. Those are the only two responses we got back responding to that specific question. The second question we asked was, what screenshot / concept art piece would you like to see of Halo Infinite? And Matt from Facebook says he wants to see concept art of the Spartan models. 243 said it was going to be like Reach, and I want to make sure that none of the ridiculous models from Halo 5 sneak their way in.
Something, yes, but I don't think that really pertains to the question.
Yeah, and I don't know if that really would come out in a concept art piece, I think.
I understand what he's saying, and yes, I would love to see all the armor. But yeah.
just saying. And then the other response that we got to the second question was from David or Dave9615 on Twitter. He said, I would like to see the Spartan 4s. I'm worried that Infinite will bring the space diaper back from the Spartan for the Spartan. They look dumb with it. In his tweets, he also said, I also found these pick might be Infinite art, which I looked at them and there were actually pieces from the Spartan field manual. So David, if you're listening, that's the three images that you shared. They're actually from the Spartan field manual.
Well, after much deliberation and consideration.
Wait.
I've actually decided that I think if I had to pick one piece of art, it would be the Halo 2 cover art.
Mmm. The Master Chief with the dual SMGs. So there was a poster of that at one point, and I've been trying to find one because I found an 11x7 print of it. 11x17 print. Something like that. But my roommate in college had one of those like 36-inch or 40-inch posters of the cover art. And there were even holographic ones. And I think Laird can attest to that. But there is that poster, and I don't know where to find one. Because I would really like one, because I have a large Halo CE anniversary poster, a large Halo 3 poster. Like, it's a 40x27-inch one. That's the biggest one I have, is the Halo 3 wide poster. I have a Halo 4 poster, the one with the Requiem beaming lights down on Master Chief. I don't think I have a large Halo 5 one. But I pretty much have large ones for every other game except Halo 2. And I think they're like one of the hardest ones to find. Kevin's saying Metallic were promotional only. But I mean, it's still, I mean, it was still one of the things. But yeah, like the, there was that poster at some point. Oh, Pins found a link to it. Oh my, that's expensive. Oh well, I guess if you do the poster print. So thank you, Pins, for linking it. It looks like you can get and hopefully this is full quality. I'm hoping it's full quality, but greatbigcanvas.com has the Halo 2 poster, and you can get it up to 40. Oh my gosh, 40x60 for $60. It's a 40% discount off of a $100 price tag. Dang.
Yeah, you don't get the 40x60 for $60.
So a normal poster print would be something like 36x24. And that one's $30.
The 24x36? I'm showing it as at $129.
You have to go to prints, not canvas.
Oh, prints. Okay.
Well, I might try to buy a Halo poster then from there.
Although on a canvas, that wouldn't be too bad either.
No, it's just a lot more pricey.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot more money.
Looks like that's one of two posters that's actually of Halo the video game. Because the other one's the Halo Legends poster.
Oh, we could do a wall peel.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't even need a frame. You can just stick it on the wall.
There you go. Just need a white wall to put it on. So, okay, there you go. So you can have that one in full print.
I could if I had the money.
Well, yeah, there's that too. I don't know if this would be my absolute final, but this screenshot's the one that stuck out to me time and time again. So it's definitely up there, kind of up the top. But it's the Reach Forge concept art piece. And I'll go ahead and link the image. Oh, this isn't actually a Reddit post. So it's this piece, and I think this piece was also used in one of the first Halo Legends promotion pieces, I want to say. But that concept art piece, again, it's the Halo Reach Forge Mayhem piece.
That's a pretty good choice.
That's one of my top ones for a full quality. And the thing is, like, that one, I don't think I've ever seen one that's bigger than like 1152. I'm not sure. That's one of the ones that sticks out to me. Yeah, even Google can't find anything larger than 960x540 for that image. So it's a small image. That's one I would like. That's one of the first ones that comes to mind when I think of a full print.
And apparently there is a print of that as well.
Oh, there is?
SDCC 2010, according to Laird.
That vaguely does sound familiar. I wonder if I had that. But that was a small print, right? That was like 8.5x14, like a legal size. That wasn't even that big, that I can recall. Anyways, so something like that. nothing else really comes to mind. I do like some of the, like the on Halo Ring environment type stuff. So that would be another concept art area that I like to see. Anything by Sparth is probably going to be look great in full quality. Yeah, so I think that's kind of it for me as far as like the full print. And like some of the environment art stuff that I'm thinking of is, oh, that didn't like go where I went. Okay, yeah. So something, and again, I'm posting this on the stream chat, so sorry if you're listening to this download, but this one was posted on NeoGAF, and it's a Halo 5 Guardians concept art piece that has a few small waterfalls on it from like a creek or something. It has a Forerunner building in it surrounded by mountains and trees. Oh, it's Ensemble Studios, so it's, I guess that's probably not Halo 5, that's probably Halo Wars, if it's Ensemble.
If it's Ensemble, yeah.
So that kind of environment stuff, I really, really like. If I could have a wall just plastered in that kind of concept art, I would. It's just
take that amazing picture and have stuff. It turned into wallpaper.
That's give me a 4K
wallpaper made.
Give me a 4K resolution of it, and I would. So that's it for me. I know that it was kind of a shorter topic for tonight. I was just trying to take something that Uni put in there. I guess there just wasn't that much interest for response.
Well, it's one of those things. It's hard to narrow it down.
Oh, I mean, don't disagree.
Because there is so much stuff out there that's worthy of being a full print.
And there's a lot of hidden concept art, too, that no one really knows about unless you just do a bunch of Google searching and happen to stumble across some of it.
Yeah. You know, there's so many choices. How do you narrow it down to one or two? I mean, hell, I had to think about it for a week. And I honestly didn't even come up with the decision until shortly before the podcast.
Yeah. And it didn't even look like we got nailed down responses in our Twitter and Facebook responses either. So yeah, no, it was a hard question. I will admit that. That's the topic, pretty much. I don't think there's really anywhere else to take that. Well, I guess we didn't talk about what we wanted as far as concept art for Infinite. We talked about like what our favorites would be, but do you have any kind of idea of what screenshots or concept art you would like to see from Infinite?
I would love to see anything.
I think just because of the Slipspace Engine demo, teaser, trailer, demonstration, whatever you want to call it, seeing concept art, and we saw this from one of the social streams, but seeing more concept art of the environment itself and the inclusion of UNSC equipment, gear, that kind of integration of Halo natural environment mixed in with the UNSC stuff would really be cool. Because it's almost like a flashback into Halo 1 as far as seeing concept art there, which we never got, or at least I'm not aware of too much concept art that we got from Halo 1. It was a lot more screenshots, and this is what it looks like in dev. I don't think we got much in terms of that. So it's kind of like revisiting that in a way and giving another opportunity to do concept art for Halo specifically.
Yeah, like I said, you know, when it comes to Infinite, I would love to see just any concept art. You know, the environment would be great. Structures would be great. Weapons, whatever.
Renders. Vehicles.
Yeah. You know, it just, I mean, you know, pencil doodle would be acceptable right now.
Just more Infinite stuff. I think the environmental stuff for me, maybe that gives something away too much for the game, but you see those like serene images with a lake and mountains behind it and frost and dew on everything. And just the, we could get screenshots from the game engine based on what we saw for the tech demo. So having the screenshot would be really cool to see how detailed things can get. Doing a full 4K screenshot would be really cool. And then having concept art pieces of how different environments of the ring. So it'd kind of be cool to like have a collage of different areas. So having kind of like that lake and mountain view, and then maybe having a snowy area. And if it is kind of going back to Halo 1 stuff, the snowy canyon stuff, and is there like doing the desert tent area that we saw during the tech demo? We saw a vast number of different areas, so it'd be cool to see concept arts of all different kinds of environments and habitats on the ring. Yeah, put into some kind of collage. I think that'd be cool. All right, well, let's go into some community updates to start wrapping up the show. We do have an update for Installation 01 this week. It is over on their website, installation01.org. They do a little music highlight for one of their tracks called Neo Mombasa 3000. And this is a track that was worked on by Jafet, whose name has almost become synonymous with fan project music composer. And he worked with Bear Music Pro to bring this new song to the Installation 01 soundtrack. They also have a model of their Covenant Fusion Coil, which was inspired by Reach, but has a unique spin on it. And then they have a little bit of a community spotlight with a couple of different art pieces. And eventually, at the bottom, they have their little section where they're asking for people to join the team. And it looks like Bean has graduated with a college degree. So congratulations, dude.
Congrats.
Now, get back to work. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so it is definitely prime time for Installation 01. If you're part of the pre-stream, you'll see the little 2019 video that we have during the pre-roll. And it's looking good. It's looking real good. We have an update from the Halo Downfall project as well. In this update, they show off the new Banshee model, which, I mean, we kind of said this one with the Falcon, but looks like it could still use a little more tweaking and refinement, and it looks like a toy right now.
I get it. They're trying to make it their own. You know, they can't duplicate what Bungie or 343 have done, and so they have to make it kind of their own. But it could use some more work.
Yeah. But it's there nonetheless. And you can head on over to the Reddit and check it out. They also have a new writer on the team. Goes by the name of Otomo, or Chris. So he's working on the story for the game. Next update we have is Forge Hub has their November community favorites post that they have up there. So they went through some of the entries that they got for where the community kind of votes on their favorite maps that have been submitted to the platform. There were some notable nominations. We have Risky by Arctic Arsite CTZ. Jeez, that's a hard one with all the numbers in there. X Big City Island by Paul D. Matrix 343 by Sega USA. Unanimity by Noble Renegade. Haphazard by Extraterrestrial. Rusty Gulch by Kronmeister. Get Warm by Arsite CTZ again. Bathos by Pat Sounds. The Canyon by Elite Lucre. And Singularity by Sega USA again. So two people with two entries. And then third place was Rusty Gulch, which kind of looks like a old western town type of a map. Haphazard, which is Jenga style.
It looks like a Jenga tower.
It's pretty much exactly Jenga. And then Bathos took first place by Pat Sounds. It is a map optimized for 1v1, so it's very close quarters. Kind of has that castle vibe to it. Like internal fortress type thing. So yep, that is the Forge Hub picks for November 2018. Next we have on the list is the AGLA Griffball registration is now open. And I did talk with Rage, and we are looking to have him on the show soon. I won't be here next week because I will be in Germany. And
Germany.
And unless we do the podcast on Friday during Fracking Fridays, I will not be here. And I might be jet lagged, so I'm not sure if I'm going to even be up for doing a podcast on Friday. So there might be no podcast next week. But Rage says he's available every other Friday, or every other Thursday, sorry. So at some point in early February, we will get him on the show to talk about the transition of Griffball Hub over to playgriffball.com, and then some of the unique stuff for the winter season being on Halo 3 for the AGLA. So right now he's slating to be our first guest on the show. So if you have any Griffball questions, start your thinking caps, getting those questions going, because we'll have a Griffball episode coming up here soon. That's pretty much it for all the topical stuff. Got anything else to add, GT, before we finally put a bow on this podcast?
No, I do believe it's time we wrap this one up.
Again, reminder on the loot crate. The theme is tech, and it features Cat. We have about 4 weeks from now, so February 15th, to order your crate. This one is going to be take a lesson from Cat B320 and use your tech to give Noble Team an advantage. Load up with cutting-edge gear, including an exclusive Halo Icons Cat figure and more. You can head on over to podtacular.com/lootcrate and then use the code podtacular at checkout to save $3 off of your crate. A couple of updates on the podcast network. So ChrisCast is back into recording. As we mentioned last week, they recorded a podcast. I don't know if they recorded one this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that. So they are into 2019. Guardian Radio is mostly leaving. So I listened to the first 30 minutes of their latest episode, episode 280. And Mark, who's kind of the lead over there, says he wants to have a podcast where he talks about more than just Destiny, which is understandable. We saw Tasman go from doing his Bad at Halo show and doing Gamer Rage now, so I definitely know that there are people out there who want to do more than just one game. Says me, having done PodTackler for over 10 years now. I will still be here.
Well, I mean, you know, we don't represent the typical gamer. Halo really is our focus. It's the game that we enjoy most playing, and I'm not saying that these other gamers don't enjoy Halo, but, you know, they have a broader palette. They have a wide range of games that they enjoy playing, and they're not typically all in the same genre. You know, I do play other games than Halo, but, you know, really, Halo is one of my main go-to games. You know, the reason I enjoy it so much is because of the rich story of it, unlike, you know, certain other games that have dedicated podcasts. They just, but, you know, more power to them.
Yeah.
You know, I understand it.
Mark did say that it's not the end of the podcast. It's end of the regularly recurring podcast. Gosh, my mouth is not wanting to work tonight. Whenever they have big news, something like what happened last week, he said that they will do kind of on the whim podcasts. So they will do episodes in the future. It's just not going to be a regularly recurring podcast anymore. And if they come out with more episodes, then the same feed will pull down new episodes. So stay tuned in if you want to stay on top of that. But there are plenty of other podcasts, part of the Guardian Radio Network, or
yeah, Guardian Radio Network.
Yeah. Okay. And there's, I think, 3 or 4 other podcasts on that network. So there are other Destiny podcasts to listen to, but as far as the one Destiny podcast that's part of the podcast network, one that we're a part of, yeah, it's going to be taking a hiatus, taking a backseat in the podcasting scene. 280 episodes is nothing to balk at, though.
No.
That's over 5 years of podcasts.
Yeah. And, you know, with being focused on Destiny, it's, you know, it's been a difficult road for them. You know, there have been a lot of trials and tribulations with the game, and, you know, that affects the podcasts as well. So.
And it's, yeah, it's something to learn from, and this isn't the first podcast he's done, and it sounds like he's made a lot of great friends and learned a lot, so it has been awesome to see you grow, and I know we had a couple of podcasts where he was on ours, and I think I was on theirs for one episode. And it's just, it kind of sucks to see such a prominent podcast now taking a hiatus, but for understandable reasons. And we wish the best to you. So that kind of leaves Critzcast, Podtacular, and How to Murder Time as the last three standing. But it is what it is. So. Another reminder to check out the Halo Hub. We have a couple of things coming up that we're going to try to start tackling as far as capabilities to really highlight community content. So if you're interested in checking out the Discord, then go over to thehalohub.com. We've got some stuff on Virgil that I'm not working on quite yet, but come February, March timeframe, I will be working on. So lots of fun, exciting stuff there. Then game night this week, as GT, I believe, mentioned a little bit earlier on, is going to be on MCC.
Mm-hmm.
So get your MCC updates applied, which the update did come out on yesterday, which would be the 16th. So if you want to play and haven't launched your Xbox or MCC since Wednesday, then go ahead and hop on and get the update so you can start playing with us at 8:30 tomorrow. And you're streaming that on Mixer, Twitch, and YouTube, right?
Yes. So you're feel free to join in. You can tune in or join into the fun.
Yay. Update on our Spartan company. No doubt. Once we started doing the Warzone, or once you guys started doing the Warzone stuff, you finally got that one commendation.
That was pretty much our focus for the first, I think, game and a half.
Very nice.
And you would not believe how hard, when you want them, how hard they are to get. And Bobby managed, in the second game, Bobby managed to get both of them plus another 5 of them, I think.
Whoa.
By himself.
Whoa. Dang, Bobby. Very nice.
He basically, we were on, what map was that again?
Right on Apex 7, Escape from ARC, Snowbreak, one of those.
No, it's the one with Spire.
Right on Apex 7.
He was basically had the Banshee that he stole with the nose shoved down in the ramp that comes up to the top level. And they kept coming up, and he would just shoot them. They would try to board the Banshee, and he would hit a Banshee bomb, and of course, it'd kill him. And he just kept doing this over and over again. I think he sat there for like 5 minutes.
That's funny.
Before, you know, the self-inflicted damage finally destroyed the Banshee.
Finally took it out. Wow.
It was quite comical. I wish I would have, if I'd have realized what he was doing on while I was streaming, I would have went over there and just watched.
That's kudos to you, Bobby. That's awesome. So we've completed that accommodation. So Not So Fast is finally done. 17 out of 31. Our next closest are Bodyguard, which is protecting a teammate, which we need another 3,035 of those. And then From Downtown, which is killing an enemy Spartan from long distance, we need another 989 of those. So it's going to take some time.
I wonder how sniper kills count for that.
I think you have to get the long shot medal, I think.
I think that's what it is. So it really depends on what weapon you're carrying.
Oh, pistol. Just carry the pistol around everywhere.
I've gotten long shots with ARs as well.
Yeah, if you get like the precision headshot kill. Yeah, no, I mean, you can do it. It's just that pistol is kind of a universal weapon. Kind of like how the BR was in Halo 2.
Well, the distance required to get the long shot medal is different for each weapon. You know, you have to be outside of red reticle range, and then some to get the long shot medal.
So that's where we're at for the closest two on our company commendations. So that's 17 out of 31.
Getting closer.
Getting closer. We got 152 grind and commendation grind. Yay. That's going to wrap it up. No podcast network like next week, like I said before, although we do have a topic to kind of prep for discussion. So go ahead and start thinking about this one. Next week's topic is going to be, with the latest update out for MCC, what additional features, other than the ones they've listed, like the updates to post-game card report, the content browser, and that kind of stuff, what additional features would you like to see included in future MCC updates?
So 2 weeks. Get out your MCC wish list.
Yep. Go in, play some of the update, start thinking about things that you would like to see be added to MCC before production fully swings over to Infinite, and let us know what you think. I like that we actually have topics to have some kind of structure to this now. Makes it a lot easier. All right, social media spiel. You can check us out on all our social media. We are on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You can also find us on streaming platforms such as Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube, where we stream on Thursday nights for our podcast at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dragon Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We also have my Sunday achievement streams, which is around 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And like GT said, he's going to be doing his live stream of Achieving Halo around 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. I will not be streaming on Sunday because I will be in the plane going to Germany.
He'll be in the can.
Yes. With the other sardines packed in. And you can also check us out on our Xbox company, or club, sorry, club. And that's where we post our Looking for Groups. So for the Dragon Friday, we'll post the thing in there and also post a Looking for Group for the Achieving Halo stream on Sunday as well. And we also have our Spartan Company where you can request to enlist. We have 16 slots available, and we are still going for that Achilles helmet, which will still take some time, but we're hoping to get there before Infinite, if that is possible. But with your help, we'll get it done. Also, check us out on our Discord. We have a Discord server. So anything that we have, if you just do, if you just search for PodTag on the platform, you will most likely find it. So come hop in the Discord, come chat with us, and hit us up on all our social media platforms. We'd love to talk with everybody across all that stuff. And thank you for supporting the show. We'll catch you all in a couple of weeks for a interesting numbered show. 666. It'll be an interesting one. But we have...
Maybe we'll just make that one 667. We'll just post a blank, or post a podcast with a title and no downloads for next week.
Yeah. look out for the question on social media and in our Discord. And we'll catch you all next week. Any final things, GT?
Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Alrighty. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And until then, keep on fragging them trucks.